Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. What's up, primos y primas? And I'm so excited you guys are here for another episode of the Dear God Are We There Yet. I know we've been taking a break, but this episode is like super important. I have so much to say, but I want to keep it straight to the point. Muchísimas gracias por todo el mundo que está escuchando, de donde quiera que tú estás escuchando. Muchísimas gracias. So I want to talk about something really serious that I'm really passionate about. And within the Dear God Are We There Yet community, with the nonprofit, we are super passionate about this, especially with other nonprofits and just anybody that comes within our community. As you guys know, we have a micro grant that is launching April 1st. We are so excited. First of all, thank you to Univision because they have matched every single t-shirt on the Despierta America Gangas and Deals. And we just are so grateful that we have that extra, those extra funds to give out for the micro grants. And if you're not sure what our impact micro grants are, check it out. Go to DearGodAreWeThereYet.com. And maybe you know someone, or maybe you're doing a passion project or something that is reciprocating social good. So I want to get into the episode for today because I want to talk about something that everybody's been talking about for the past couple weeks and couple months. And it's four ways to use your stimulus for good. Now, we all know everybody's gotten their stimulus checks, or most people have gotten them and some people haven't. And this is a touchy subject. When I talk to nonprofits or when I'm talking to people about our micro grants, money is always a touchy subject for every single person. And we think about it, and we know so many people are struggling in the world. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people have had to downsize. So many people have their children. It's just so many different aspects. And at first, I didn't know if I wanted to create this episode. And then I said to myself, no, I have to be true to myself, and I have to be true to the nonprofit and what we believe and what we stand for, and how we can be a part of the community and to supporting the community and how in our reciprocity for social good. And so I want to talk about the four ways to use your stimulus for good, because either you thought about this or you haven't thought about it. I really want you to think about it, that regardless if you got a stimulus check or you're getting extra funds or your job is giving you extra money for whatever the case is, it's really, really important to kind of think about this from another perspective, because 2020 has reminded us of the just the craziness of the unknown. And so I want to dig into the first one. Porque yo sé que mucha gente no le gustan hablar de dinero, y yo sé que yo me crié en una casa que el dinero fue una palabra que nosotros hablábamos, pero no hablábamos en el sentido que como, you know, my dad was always so amazing with money, but he was also was like, no, no, no podemos comprar esto, no podemos comprar. And now, como una vieja per se, yo estoy mirando y estoy poniendo atención a los ejemplos que él me ha dado. And so it's important for generational wealth and also for our own communities. And so the number one thing, these are just ideas. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not any of that sort. This is just research that we've done with our micro grants that are coming up, and also how we can share these little nuggets for generational wealth in the future. So the first one I want to talk about is future. You know, we always talk about like, well, I want to live my best life today, and I want to live, you know, today, and I want to have fun today, and I can't always think about the future and da 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 da. But again, 2020 has like slapped us in the face, and there's so much residual from 2020 that so many communities are in effect. And I want you to think about it right now. Like, ask yourself this question: what happened directly within your home and within your family dynamics or within your group of friends? What has happened? What are those stories? You know, people read the news or they watch something and they're like, oh, you know, that doesn't really correlate to me. But it does, you know, I read an article where this girl's like, well, I didn't lose my job and I didn't, you know, lose my home and I have food on my table. And, but then she's like, but I'm depressed. Why is this, you know, during the pandemic? And that is just an example that financially, it doesn't always have to be money and monetary. It can be so many different ways that our lives can change overnight. And so thinking about the future is so important for instances, and really saying to myself, what percentage am I going to put aside for the future, for whatever it is? It can be good, bad, or indifferent. It's important for us to know that that future fund is something that future could be tomorrow, future could be next week. When you think of future, it doesn't necessarily have to mean 4 years from now, 20 years from now. I mean, you don't know what can happen, and future could be that, you know, that time frame. The second thing, and when I want to give you some, before I want to give you some action, there's a lot of financial advisors out there that you guys can like check out on Instagram and just YouTube, but I love what's called the 50-30-20 rule. Google it. It's called the 50-30-20 rule, and it really dissects your income, but also when you get these chunks of change or chunks of money from, let's say, your taxes or your stimulus or a friend or an organization of some sort, you should use that as if it was income. You should use that as if it's something that you can divvy up and really, you know, make it allocated to not just one single thing. So check that out. It's a little tip. It's called 50-30-20 rule. And you read about it, and that might help you when it comes to what to allocate. The second tip I wanted to give you guys is, if you are a mom, if you're a dad, you have children, I'm going to stress this over and over and over again. We got to think about our children and their future. It's not like back in the days when we were in the 90s and the 80s and, you know, the markets were booming and all this stuff. When you get funds for your child, when you get certain things from your child, you have to dedicate an account for that child. You have to think about that child and think about their future and think about their needs and the unknown. I mean, I remember when I broke my arm when I was like about 13 years old, and I had a tumor in my arm, and it was so funny that my dad was like, I can't believe this happened. Like, you are healthy. And where did this come from? And it's like, the doctor said, you can never predict what can happen to your child. Like, you can never know. You can protect them all you want, but you just don't know what can happen in the world unless you're putting them in a bubble, right? So your children are so important, and they adopt to the same changes you make with your relationship with money. And this is just a tip that I've been learning. Again, there's a lot of financial advisors out there that people know globally, but think about the financial advisors of the people making really smart financial choices within your communities, because those are people that you might want to say, hey, how can I invest for my child? And it doesn't necessarily need to be the stock market. It can just be a plain old fashioned account. So that's just a tip. There is, there are lots of accounts out there that you might want to think about and ask. And so, you know, again, this episode is just really to inspire you. I'm not really here to be an affiliate of anything or tell you what to do. Esto da más un recuerdo de lo importante, is generational wealth. El tercero que quiero hablar es, it's not really, the third and the first were kind of the same. But this one is dedicated to not just the future, it's dedicated to an emergency fund. A lot of people don't like Dave Ramsey, and a lot of people do like Dave Ramsey. I am not really like, I'm only a fan to a certain extent, because a lot of things that he says is truth. And I love a lot of his philosophies on his common sense truth of certain things, not everything, because the other day they put him on Twitter all over the place because Dave Ramsey está hablando mucha mierda. I mean, in a way, you think about it and you're like, maybe he does have a point, but the way he said it and the way he doesn't know, you don't know people's lives. You don't know what they're going through. So it's like I said, it's a really touchy subject, but an emergency fund is something that we often don't think about it. And because we live in a society where a lot of industries are not being paid well, I talk about this all the time on the podcast. I always say about, loans and student loans and scholarships. And, you know, that is something that most Americans have student debt and student loan debt. And it's a systematic thing that I feel like I don't want to get into on this episode, but it's something that we do need to look at when we're making choices and we're teaching our future generations about the right choices to make, whether they want to go to school or not going to school and or going, getting a trade. But an emergency fund is something that is so important that if something happens like another pandemic or something happens where an emergency of some sort of a car transportation or an illness or something, that there are some type of reserve funds. And a lot of you probably listening to this episode, like, how is that possible? I can't do any of this, blah, blah, blah. I've learned an amazing advice from someone. And she said, with $1, you can budget. And it just takes 1 cent at a time. When you put 1 cent plus 1 cent, that makes 2 cents. And there's always one more cent than what you had. And I love what she said because it made you realize that when people think about savings or they think about emergency fund, they think like, oh my God, I have to. They feel overwhelmed. But if you just start with $1, 5 cents, $2, and the choices that we make on an everyday, the possibilities are endless, you know? And I can't remember her name right now. It's not Susie Orman. It's another one. But yeah, I can probably put it in the notes. And the last one is paying it forward. You know, we are a nonprofit and we're always trying to find ways of how to give back to the community. But a really great way of giving back is, you know, crowdfunding, in the sense that you get together with, there's tons of websites out there. There's GoFundMe, there's iFundWomen, and there's so many people out there that are doing different, that they're in need of some need. And you might not be able to give that person $100 or $5,000. But if you said, you know what, I'm going to get together with five of my friends and we're all going to give $5 or $10 to that cause or to that person on GoFundMe that's struggling or whatever the case is, you are paying back and you're giving it forward, but you're doing it in a crowdfunding. So it's always important to give and share the reciprocity of giving. And so, you know, the next time you feel like, well, I don't have any money to give to anyone because I'm tapped out, think of it as a technique in your mind to say, well, maybe I might not have, but if I put this much, whatever I can, even if it's a dollar and my friend gives a dollar and my other friend gives a dollar and my mom gives a dollar, I mean, literally you have $5 right there. And what you might think doesn't make a difference, it does, because it all adds up. So I hope this episode kind of inspired you to do something with your stimulus or any income and think of it as making a change and, to talk about money in your communities, in your family, con tu amigo, with your friends, with your family, and budget and think of life in a little bit differently, because again, 2020 has taught us so much and we don't know what can happen in the future. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, if you want to be on our podcast, check us out at hello@deargodarewetereyet and email us. Hasta la próxima.
Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!